Law judges is called to order. This meeting is called for the purposes of considering and are voting on the reappointment of seven administrative law judges, who are Judges Cobbs, Goody, Harvey, Teal, Jenkins, Tucker, and Good. I'm just going to take the roll really quickly to determine all cost members are here. Mr. Onick.
Here.
Ms. Wilborn.
Here.
Mr. Hawkins.
Here.
Chief Judge Adams.
Here.
You see, I am present, so I'll ask to turn that all voting members are present, therefore a quorum is established. I have reviewed the agenda, and I move that it be adopted as the official agenda for the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Oh, I know. All right, and so now I see that Chairman Mendelson has arrived. So let me say thank you for presenting testimony today before the cost. This might be the first time I think that the chairman of the city council has appeared before. So I appreciate your appearance. And so we're happy to hear words from you. Again, thank you for appearing.
Will you speak up, please, so we can hear the band?
Thank you, Judge Williams. I have a hunch the system isn't going to amplify, so I'll try to be loud enough. I appreciate this opportunity to come before you, and I know that this is highly unusual. I have spent several months debating with myself about what was the best way to approach you, meaning the members of the Commission on Selection and Tenure, about the issue of the reappointment of certain judges, and I came to the conclusion that the best way for me to do that would be in an open setting such as this, so that there's no issue of ex parte communication. Mr. Onick can testify to this because I came to this conclusion during his confirmation hearing, which I guess was last week, and I'm glad that we were able to reappoint you. I do support the reappointment of Jesse Good, but that's not really why I'm here. I'm here because I think there's a much broader issue that's at stake. I should emphasize I'm speaking for myself, although I've had conversations with other members of the council, and so I know that there's sympathy for my point of view, although I'm looking at this more broadly than I've discussed it with my colleagues. I'm concerned about what has become very divisive with this reappointment, and I don't see a good way out of this, but at the same time I think this is very, very problematic. And there's going to be an effect, there's going to be, I'm afraid, a long-lasting effect on the Office of Administrative Hearings and its operations. And I ask of you, the three of you who can vote, that you look long and hard at these reappointments. I think Mr. Goods is the one that's the most controversial. Look long and hard at them with an eye toward the long-term stability of the Office of Administrative Hearings. Now, I see pros and cons with your appointing him or reappointing him or not reappointing him. And this is part of the difficulty, so I'll just put this out up front. I've known Eugene Adams for years. I have high regard for him. He's recommended that Mr. Good not be reappointed. So if you do reappoint him, that undercuts the chief judge, and that's a problem. And I see that. On the other hand, if you don't reappoint him, I think what we've done is we have re-agitated controversy from several years ago, and that's not going to go away quickly or go away easily. So there's a real dilemma here. Mr. Good is somebody who the chief judge said in his April 12th letter, has performed very well, maybe exemplary, I can't remember the exact word, but there was no criticism in that letter, and it spoke to his on-the-bench conduct, how he's handled himself as a judge at the agency, not just during Chief Judge Adams' tenure, but for years, going back 2007, I think there was a reference in that letter. And I think that's important, that in deciding on whether to reappoint somebody, how have they performed as a judge? That's what the public cares about, is whether these judges, handle the cases with politeness, if you will, to the public, and with expediency, moving justice along promptly, fair decisions. And none of that's questioned in the April 12th letter. And I would say that's very important. But at the same time, I get that off the bench conduct is important. The agency was embarrassed years ago with the one judge and the dry cleaners and all that off the conduct stuff. And so it's important that you are mindful of that. But it was striking to me when I looked at the chief's 37-page letter that the off the conduct was entirely pre-2015. Chief Judge Adams came to the agency in 2015, and since then, as far as we can tell, off-the-bench conduct has been fine. But it's this period of 2011, I guess, to 2014. I'm not quite sure the years, and I made a point of not reviewing everything over again before I came here because it's a level of detail I didn't want to get into. But I remember that period because there were more than half of the ALJs wrote to me as chairman of the council objecting to Mary Oates Walker as the chief judge. And it was extraordinary. And I remember at the time that I sent a letter jointly with then-Mayor Gray, extraordinary that we would do this. I've never written a joint letter before with the mayor. And saying that to the Commission on Section and Tenure, with regard to the conduct of these judges, the issue, which now I'm getting into more than I want to, was that I can't remember if it was half or two-thirds of the judges had written to me asking that Mary Oates Walker be investigated, and then the cost turned around and started making inquiries about the judges, and that's what Mayor Gray and I wrote about, was saying, let's not be investigating the whistleblowers. Let's look at whether there's any truth to the whistleblowing. And this is what we know today about that period, and that is that Mary Oates Walker was, that she misbehaved, that she was fired for cause. She wasn't just fired, she was sanctioned, that she's appealed her firing and has not won her appeals, which I think are still pending. She's appealed her sanctions. She hasn't won those appeals on the sanctions. And so the agency was fighting within itself, and there were some judges who felt very strongly that it was wrong to be criticizing the chief judge, and there were others who felt that the agency was being run downhill and cared very much about the agency. In my view, that's in the past. And it's been resolved because the chief judge was replaced, and that all that happened to her has been upheld. So I would urge that you look at 2015, when Chief Judge Adams came, to date, look at what the recent conduct has been, the conduct over the last 2 years, the conduct on the bench, the conduct off the bench. But I feel very strongly that we are at risk of regurgitating and re-agitating the turmoil of 2011 to 2014. And no good is going to come of that. None. I think that if necessary, I know it's important to move expeditiously on reappointments, and there's something like a half dozen that have been waiting. But if necessary, with regard to the one, or if there's more than one that right now are caught up in this turmoil, to take some more time, to cool it down, to cool it off. Because, as I said, if we re-agitate the controversy from years ago, it's not going to go away quickly. I saw it over the, I guess I left out a couple details, but we got the letter from two-thirds of the judges. The judges all were arguing with each other. And then when Vince Gray and I wrote to the COST, the members of the COST all resigned. I mean, there was nothing good that came out of this. And so let's just back it off. Look at the conduct, the recent conduct. Take some time, if necessary. Work with the administrative law judge and the chief judge to see how we can move forward. And I think I'll kind of conclude my remarks with that. Again, I'm not here just because of Mr. Good, but because of this broader issue that I think is at risk. Thank you.
I mean, well, I certainly, obviously the cost is fully aware of what happened under Chief Judge Mary Oates Walker and understands the dissension that occurred in the agency, and obviously we are living under the ramifications of that still to this day. So I appreciate your comments and I appreciate your concerns, and we'll certainly take that under consideration. Did anyone have any questions for the chairman? So again, thank you so much for coming and presenting before us. I truly appreciate it. But now, as per the agenda,
thank you
very much. The commission is going to move into the closed session portion of this meeting. We'll resume the public meeting at the conclusion of the closed session, which will consist of the commission discussing and voting on the reappointees and discussing other related matters as appropriate. So, pursuant to DC code, this public session is adjourned for now. Thank you.